Good morning. We're continuing Chayalim Hilchos Shabbos Klalches, and we're learning Siman Chaf Hei, where the Chayalim tells us that if a person doesn't have psamim, he does not need to go seek out other psamim. And then he talks about making a bracha on a certain type of item regards to using it for the purpose of psamim. Just to clarify that the exact item that you're referring to, I'm not sure exactly what it is. Mutlavarach al pilpilin shikarin English pepper, pilpil angli. So we use the word pepper is used for two types of species which are not related at all. Something called the bell pepper, that's the large ones that you have that come in green and orange and red, all these different colors, and you cut them up and you put them into salads as part of the salad, large strips of that, etc. Then we have something which is that we call ground pepper. It can come as white or it can come as black. They're not related. They have the same name, but not related at all. The true name for the other pepper is called a bell pepper, and this is a pepper. These pepper comes in what's known as peppercorns. So these small little seed, basically looks like a seed, which is ground up and made into pepper, which is used as a spice. So the Chayyim is discussing now making a bracha on the English pepper. It grows on a tree, as opposed to the bell pepper, which grows on a plant, and the bracha is adama. This actually grows as a fruit of a tree. So the Chayyim says the person can use the English pepper for the purpose of the psamim on Motzei Shabbos. Now, the question is, what bracha do you make on this item? So let's clarify the question. We know that there are really multiple brachas that one can make for psamim. There is the catch-all bracha, Berei Minei B'samim, which is somewhat akin to the bracha of Shakol Nei B'Voro. But you have a person will be Yotze with the bracha, Berei Minei B'samim, and any bracha of Reach. But then there are brachas of Berei Isve B'samim, different types of herbs, plants which regrow each year, like similar to the Berei Pi Adama. So the bracha is Berei Isve B'samim. You have Berei Atzei B'samim, is those which grow on the trees which last from year to year. And then there's a bracha of Hanoisin Reach Toi B'Peris. You make a bracha of Hanoisin Reach Toi B'Peris. The Bershom made certain fruits they have a beautiful smell. Besides their taste being good, they're very fragrant and they smell nice. So an example of that is an esrig has a very nice smell. So there's a bracha of anus meir tov peiros. So what's the difference between the berei atzei b'samim and anus meir tov peiros? So number one, berei atzei b'samim applies to anything which grows on the tree, not only to the fruit. So a person takes leaves from that tree which produces a fruit. So the bracha on the fruit is anus meir tov peiros, and the bracha on the leaves is berei atzei b'samim. Number one. Number two, you have things which grow as a fruit of the tree, but people do not eat it. People do not eat it at all, so then the bracha is going to be, it's only used for smell. Then the bracha, it's not peiros. It's not the bracha, the nisarech of a peiros, is that the Bershom does a chesed, and with the fruits that we eat, the Bershom makes them, that they have a fragrance smell as well. This is not eaten, it's only used for smell, so then the bracha is berei atzei b'samim. What about something which is not eaten in and of itself, that's used as a spice to flavor other foods? So here's something which seems to be somewhere in the middle. It's not peiros in the sense that it's not something which you eat as a pre. On the other hand, it is something which is edible and it is used in food. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to go with the Rosh says that the bracha is a nice and regular peiros, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that some say that no, the bracha is berei atzei b'samim. So now we have a problem. If the correct bracha is berei and nice and regular peiros, Maybe one is not Yotze, you would say Bereyatze B'Samim. So are you Yotze on Paris with Bereyatze B'Samim? So this is going to be Machlokes. And if you hold that you're not Yotze, so now we have a dilemma. And what should we do? So we'll clarify this more in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.